Welcome to the Lifting Up Messiah Again podcast with your host, Sholiach Moshe Yosef Konachowski, a podcast to bring eternal life, meaning, and purpose to understand our Creator, Savior's perspective on the troubling issues of the day.
Welcome again to another podcast of the Lifting Up Messiah Again podcast network. I'm your host, Sholiach Apostle Moshe Yosef Konachowski. We're going to continue in what I began earlier today in another podcast because the times are extraordinary and they cry out for truth, someone to come without an agenda and to share truth with you. So we have a commander-in-chief who has dismantled the cabinet either intentionally or the cabinet ministers don't want to show up because there's only 4 weeks remaining. And additionally, he has lied to the American people over and over again, telling Bob Woodward one thing in secret, lying that we've turned the corner, and more and more people are dying than ever before. Now, before I get to the main point where we're going with all this, those of you who have been listening to these podcasts have also known that I've said to you many times, if you're a Trump sycophant, which I assume some of you are, because it seems like Yahushua was right when he said that the children of darkness are wiser in their generation than the children of light. It didn't mean that the children of the world are better business people than the children of light. What that simply means is that the children of light are easily duped. They're easily deceived. They're easily gullible, especially when they reject the prophetic voice in Israel, and they heap up for themselves teachers who tickle their ear and tell them what they want to hear and reaffirm their political proclivities so that the voice of the prophet is shut out in Israel. But before I get into the whole point where all this is heading, you've heard me say many times, both on the air and off the air, some of you, that in the end, even though he's lost, even though he's a loser, even though he's not a sore loser, he is the biggest loser and the worst president in the history of this republic, who's in it only for himself. And as I said to you the other day, while he knew the virus was terrible, he disregarded his own government's advice. They were telling the people one thing, and he himself was doing something else. He was going against the official public policy of his own government. Masks, social distancing, washing of hands, no indoor meetings, no meetings of big crowds. He, no traveling, keep traveling to a minimum. He was doing everything opposite of the official government position. A president in clashing and in conflict with his own government. That's a hypocrite. That's a liar. His government is saying one thing, and then the people at the highest levels are doing their own thing. Mike Pence got up 6 months from yesterday and said, we've turned the corner. Nothing's going to happen in the fall. In the fall, there's not going to be a second wave. He lies for the president, one lie after another. He's supposed to be a Bible believer. He's supposed to be righteous. And he got up and in the face of science, in the face of the facts, got up in June and said, there will be no second wave in the fall. Well, look around. Is there a second wave? We are now looking at over 300,000 deaths. And by the time the vaccines kick in, we are looking at well over 750,000 people that'll be dead. Okay? And this is because our fearless leader, in his desire to be right and more intelligent than anybody else, is willing to dupe, connive, lie. He's a criminal. Donald Trump is a criminal. Donald Trump, after I'm about to read what I'm about to read, and then I'll tell you, it may take a third podcast, but we're going to do what we have to do to get everybody set straight who wants to be set straight, not by might or power, but by my Ruach, Zechariah 4:6, says Yahuwah. So I was bringing to you, and you were listening to, my calls for what is going on. Why are these meetings, why are these super spreader events taking place? Why is he getting together in big crowds? Why are they without masks? Why are they without any social distancing? Why is he doing this? Of course, to get elected, that's the most important thing. That's the only thing that he cares about. He doesn't care about empathy, sympathy, people dying, going to be with loved ones, hugging them, being the consoler in chief. bringing a little rahmanas and sympathy to people that are in the midst that are having casualties left and right from the pain of the economy associated with the pandemic. He's only interested about one thing. He stopped working. He quit on you. He quit on the military. He quit on intelligence. He quit on his cabinet. He quit on the American people. He lied to them. But it did not explain. It did not explain all these events that directly contradicted his own government. That is the Trump administration, mind you. That was the last time I checked. It was his administration. That means whatever he's doing and whatever Pence is doing and whatever he's doing in actuality must align itself with his own government policy, because if he doesn't align himself with his own government policy, why would he and how can he expect you and I to align and be in compliance with his government policy when he himself mocks it by his contrary behavior, when he himself mocks his own government's policy by his contrarian behavior? But that still didn't fully explain it. So yesterday on December 16th, we have a declassified document released by the members of the Select Subcommittee on the Corona Crisis and was forwarded to the majority staff and no doubt to the ranking members. So majority means the ones who are the predominant party and the ranking members of that same committee, meaning both Republicans and Democrats. And we read, when I saw this, it all clicked for me. First, I was angry. Then I understood why, other than the fact that he's a selfish pig. You heard me. A selfish pig whose God is his belly. And the only thing he cares about is being reelected. That's the obvious. So he didn't. He had events that were against his own government's policy, endangering the people, killing Herman Cain, wounding and destroying the lives of fathers, mothers, grandmothers, grandchildren, who went to his events and said, well, if I get it, I get it. If I die, I die. That's not responsible leadership. That's not responsible governance. That is putting your own reelection at the top of the priorities more than the public health crisis that the American people are experiencing. The memorandum describes, it came out of Mandarin, it's entitled Interference with the Coronavirus Response. This memorandum describes, now I'm reading from the memorandum itself dated December 16th, 2020. This memorandum describes evidence recently obtained by the Select Subcommittee showing that a Trump administration appointee at the Department of Health and Human Services, Senior Advisor Paul Alexander, privately strategized with other top, circle that word, top or senior administration officials as far back as June of 2020 about pursuing a so-called herd immunity strategy in response to the coronavirus pandemic. Dr. Alexander, Paul Alexander, explicitly endorsed allowing the disease to spread widely among infants, kids, teens, young people, young adults, middle-aged, with no conditions, writing, we will use them to develop herd immunity. We want them infected. The government of the United States, not knowing the full repercussions and the full fallout of the corona COVID-19 virus, which to this day, we don't know the full story. We don't know exactly how it works. We don't know if there's the long-term effect where lungs are damaged, where breathing is damaged over a long term. We still don't know the effects. Wrote at the highest levels of the administration, Dr. Paul Alexander, in conjunction with Dr. Atlas, who was recently resigned. Nobody ever told us why he resigned. Who were promoting the official, unofficial government policy. Whatever they were telling you in public was designed to placate and lie to you, as if they were doing something so that the boss man can get reelected. But in private, they were enacting a different strategy. It was a form of Darwinianism, survival of the fittest. Let us, we want them infected. We want them infected. So everything of the coronavirus task force, those daily press conferences, those political theaters to show you that the Trump administration was following CDC guidelines and was trying to protect people from being infected with the possibility of dying. In secret, in private, behind the scenes, the administration was promoting, practicing, and perpetuating a strategy of death and illness. Like any doctor tells you, they take the Hippocratic Oath to bring life, to preserve life, to defend life, and to serve. Here we have an administration whose official policy, behind closed doors, the unofficial official policy, we want them infected. Who's the them? Everybody. Who's the them? Everybody. Children, teens, infants, adults, middle-aged people, Negroes, Hispanics, Latinos. We'll get to that in a second. So if we get everyone infected and they build up these antibodies, then the only people that we have to protect are the elderly. What these morons don't understand is that it is the young people who go home to grandma and to grandpa for the holidays and the pagan Christmas season, which is going to happen again, that are going to infect the very people that this secret policy claims they wanted to protect. Okay, they wanted to kill off, and in the process of developing herd immunity, there may be 1 million deaths, there may be 5 million deaths, doesn't matter, because proportionally, it's just common sense. If you're practicing safety, okay, you're going to have less deaths. If you're encouraging infection, just a numbers game, some of those infections are going to lead to deaths. Because you can't control the virus, right? It's gonna do what it wants to do to whom it wants to do it. And also then we came to realize that young people also are dying, and young adults, especially middle-aged people with pre-morbidity conditions. So to them, a middle-aged person could be someone in their 50s with high blood pressure or diabetes. They want them infected too. They want middle-aged people infected. So the only ones that they didn't want infected were the elderly. They thought if everybody builds up a herd immunity, yeah, you know, we may lose 5-10 million people in the process, but so what? At least we can kill the disease in the fastest possible time, whether we have a vaccination or not. These views were expressed in private communications and were later echoed by President Trumpy. Over and over again on news, in news clips, you've seen it yourself, you've heard it yourself, where Trump and other officials were on television, in their own voice, on tape, time after time and time again, pursuing and suggesting a deliberate, reckless policy of allowing Americans to be infected with the coronavirus. This despite the fact that he knew that this was not the flu. Those of you who keep saying that, not only are you lying, and not only are you a false navigator of information, you're not even good Trumpery proponents. You're malpracticing Trumpery, because Trump himself said that. He said this in private. What he says in private is the truth, okay? What he says in public is to keep you guys drinking the Kool-Aid. We have a lot more to talk about. We're not going to get to all of it in these podcasts. He even said himself. He said, oh, the herd immunity. The herd immunity. This is the herd immunity. And he said, this is not the flu. Now, you keep saying this is just like the flu. I got the flu and it's more deadly and I got more sick. Dude. Just stop it, okay? Just stop it. Trump said to in private and continued to say in private. First to Woodward and then to others. This is not the flu. This is five times more dangerous than the flu. Okay? So their strategy was to infect people. Now it makes sense. Now we know why there were public rallies. Now we know why there were mass casualty spreaders. Now we know why the president of Notre Dame and Pastor Greg Laurie and business leaders and everybody came to a mass spreader event, because not only it could raise money for his reelection and get the worst president in the history of the United States reelected, but in the process kill off the coronavirus by getting everybody infected so that they could save a few people, elderly people in nursing homes. And they wouldn't have to worry about the vaccine. They wanted to do it naturally and have everybody build up antibodies. But they don't know all the answers. Trump thinks he knows more than everybody, and he knows the least of everybody. There is no proof that if somebody gets the virus and builds up antibodies, that they cannot get it again. There is no science that just because you build up antibodies and you had the virus, that it is impossible for you to get it again. We don't know that. Only Donald Trump knows that, and those of you who follow his every word. You think about a president from January till yesterday lied to the American people about the most deadly pandemic in over 100 years. Not only lied to you, but the unofficial official policy behind closed doors was very simply, four words. Four words. We want them infected. And if you think this is just one guy in Health and Human Services, think again. This was Pence's philosophy. This was Trump's philosophy. It's their philosophy to this day, which is why they have no problem scheduling 9, 10, 12 Christmas parties. No masks, no social distancing, come as you are. We'll get about 800 of you, 700 of you infected, and then you'll just live and move on. Of course, 300,000 people and millions who are related to them lost their loved ones and lost their mothers and their grandmothers because of the ineffective leadership and lies of this president. He lies to the military. He lies about the military. He lies to the attorney general. He wants the attorney general to lie for him. He lies to the CIA director. He lies by not receiving daily presidential intelligence briefings so he could lie to the American people and not be responsible for hearing the facts of the intelligence community. Nothing this man does is righteous. Nothing this man does is kadosh. Nothing this man does is for the public good. Nothing this man does is for public health. If you went to a doctor and you were suffering from diabetes or from eczema on your skin, and the doctor says, listen, I'm going to tell you something you don't want to hear. I want you to be infected, because if you're infected, it's good for my business. When you're infected, it's good for my practice. And then when you're infected, you're going to keep coming back and paying me office visits, and I can get paid by the insurance company. So I want to keep you infected. It's to my benefit to keep you infected. Would you go back to that doctor? Let me ask you a question. Would you go back to that physician? Would you go back to that doctor? And yet you want him to stay in office when he stopped working for you the day he lost the election. He quit on you. He quit on you, and by abandoning his post as president and leader of the free world, his de facto policy remains intact, which is we want them infected. We're going to tell the public something else, the CDC and the main medical dude that they roll out, right? The Surgeon General of the United States. Keep your social distancing, wear your masks, wash your hands. But behind the scenes, They got rid of all the science experts, and they left the president with one man, Dr. Charles Atlas, because Dr. Charles Atlas and Dr. Paul Alexander were the ones that Trump was listening to, and the official, unofficial policy of the United States government in the biggest pandemic in over 100 years, threatening every man, woman, boy, and girl in this country, regardless of age. The official, unofficial policy was, we want them infected. Two-faced, duplicitous, lying devils. These are the ones, and the other devils, because we know devils and demons, those of us who understand spiritual warfare, they travel in packs. You may ask, where do I find the gang of demons? You'll find them in Congress. You'll find them at the Attorney General's level. Oh, another thing before I forget. And you'll find them in all the sycophants who don't mind this stuff, being lied to, wanting the public infected, holding mass spreader events. But not everybody lives. Not everybody recovers. Some people do die. So I believe Donald Trump should have a fair trial. I don't believe in what he believes in. Everybody who disagrees with him and everybody he rants at and hates, he threatens them with imprisonment without trial, without jury, without habeas corpus, without trial, without jury, without habeas, just like any autocrat, just like any demagogue. You are going to be imprisoned on my word. You are going to be imprisoned for disagreeing with me. You're going to be imprisoned for speaking your mind. And in just the last week, while he's done nothing and quit on you, wants another 4 years on the job and not even willing to faithfully finish the last 90 days on the job. Can't you see? Can't you see? Oh, you want to talk about a deep state? That's your deep state. And we'll talk about more about that on the next podcast. The deep state is telling the American people a blatant lie, discarding public health, just so you could be elected. And in the process of being reelected, you could spread the disease, because the quicker we spread the disease, the more people will build up herd immunity, and the quicker we can get this solved and not affect the election. And there were other memos that went through the government that says we must do everything to get people infected so everybody can build up tolerance and the president could be reelected. We've got to get this out of the way. This was back in June. This was back in July. We've got to get this out of the way so it doesn't interfere. People getting sick and dying. Whoa, 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 whoa. That's not important. Because Trumpsky was, we got to get this out of the way before November. And how do we get it out of the way before November? We go for the goal of herd immunity. Herd immunity. Now it all makes sense. And in just the last week, he told the governor of Georgia, if you don't do what I say, and the attorney general of Georgia, both Republicans, yes, they're both Republicans, he says he will put them in jail. He's not kidding. Donald Trump is a dictator. Donald Trump is an autocrat. If it wasn't for the grace of Yahuwah and the courts, the judicial branch, and the Congress, but the Congress not so much, we are still in a dangerous time of enablement, the enablement and the establishing of an autocratic government. We're not out of the woods, friends. Donald Trump's not going anywhere. And if your eyes are starting to open, that should begin to bother you. Donald Trump is not going anywhere. I'll tell you exactly where he's going in the next episode of Lifting Up Messiah Again. I'm not going to get to it today, but I do want to say to you, Donald Trump needs to be in a court of law in front of a jury of his peers, not be thrown into jail, because that is how an autocrat and a demagogue and a fascist, all-powerful leader behaves. No, he must be tried in front of a jury of his peers for negligible homicide. There is no doubt in my mind. There is no doubt in my mind that there are thousands, thousands of dead people who didn't need to be dead as the government pursued a private policy of herd immunity while telling the public that they were not following a public policy of herd immunity. Lies and death always go together. Liars die the second death, even if Paula White is their pastor, even if they hang out with evangelicals, even if they've convinced you that the heaven sent them to save the deep state. Well, here's the shock of all shocks. It's not the deep state, the alleged deep state, which I don't even believe exists. I do believe past administrations leave their people in key positions. But look at what Donald Trump is doing. So he wants to put the governor and the attorney general, both Republicans, both who campaigned and voted and supported Trump, in jail because they will not break the law. They will not subvert justice. They will not subvert the Constitution. They will not overturn the election. Overturn, undo. Those terms tell you that we are in a time of autocratic fervor supported by Republicans. The enablers. Donald Trump will soon be out of office, or at least officially. And we're going to talk about the deep state that he is setting up right now. And we're going to talk about the shadow government that he is building right now. Donald Trump's not going anywhere. Remember these words. Donald Trump's deep state manifesting itself in a shadow government. Donald Trump's not going anywhere. I told you guys. But you kept listening to Taylor and Alex Jones and your own mind and your own lack of understanding. My track record stands in the light of truth. Go back and listen to every episode that was given 30, 60, 90 days ago, and you will see that I have not missed the mark yet. The glory and praise belongs to Yahuwah. One last thing before we get into the dark state, deep state, shadow government that Donald Trump is planning. Before we get into it, why do you think, and that'll have to be next time, why do you think he's firing all these people in the Defense Department? He's putting Corey Lewandowski in the Defense Department? He's putting his cronies, his loyalists, in the CIA? Why, if Donald Trump came to get rid of the deep state, why is he putting his people into these institutions as loyalists and firing all those who are not loyalists? I'm going to say that again. Ask yourself, why is he firing everyone who is a dedicated public servant but may disagree with him and does not pass the loyalty or the fidelity pledge to our dear leader? An autocrat who is establishing a fascist, one-man, strongman rule right under the nose of the American people. Why is he getting rid of all these lower-level people in all these areas of the government and installing his loyalists? I'm going to tell you why. Because he is preparing to rule and reign forever. Donald Trump's not going anywhere. But in order to establish the true deep state, the true dark government, deep state, a true competing shadow government, he first has to dismantle the loyalty to the Constitution of loyalists to the Constitution in all areas of government, including lower areas, lower rankings in all departments of government, and then establish and install his loyalists. And when he says go, they go. And when he says stand up, it's the time, they stand up, and it's the time. My friends, all this is leading to the shadow government of Donald Trump, who in fact may be the Antichrist. There is increasing, mounting evidence that Donald Trump is the Antichrist. And I can talk about that in another podcast. Now, I'm not going to go on record and say that because I don't want to be a liar like all the videos you guys watch and all the false prophecies you guys are enthralled with on video. But as I meditate and as I pray, and I'm going to ask my Heavenly Father, it is very possible. He has all the criteria. There's a shadow government coming very soon.